Okay, we're going to continue now with Perek Gimel. In general, the Perek speaks about the various tsaros, the suffering which David encountered from his adversaries, and specifically at the beginning he mentions the his plight when he was running away from his son Avshalom, when his son rebelled against him. The Chazal say over here in the Medrash, Chazal question, why is it that here at Perek Gimel, which is quite early on in Sefer Tehillim, it speaks about his running away from Avshalom? Why doesn't it go in some type of a chronological order? We know that first he ran away from Shaul, and only much later on did he have to run away from his son. So why mention over here the Tsar of Avshalom? So Chazal say over here that the juxtaposition of Mizmor LaDavid Bevarchei Mipnei Avshalom Banoi with the previous Perek is because, if you recall, in the previous Perek, we spoke about how the nations of the world will rebel in the future. In the time of Gog and Magog, they will rebel against the Mashiach. We mentioned that the Perek in Perek Beis has to do with, on a local level, David and his enemies, and on a national level about Klal Yisrael and their enemies in the end of days. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his Mashiach, has his anointed, nevertheless, the nations will rebel. So if a person comes along and says, is there such a thing as a son who rebels? If a person comes along and says, is there such a concept of a servant who rebels against his master? Meaning to say, in the times of Gog and Magog in the future, they will rebel against the Mashiach and so on. We will respond and say, well, is there such a thing as a son who rebels against his father? And take a look. Mizmor David Bevarchei Mipnei Avshalom Banoi. So the juxtaposition of this Perek with the previous one is to show that there is a concept of, just like a son can chas v'shalom rebel against his father, so too you shouldn't be surprised if a servant will rebel against his master. There is a fascinating medrash over here which is very informative, in that the medrash says that there are times that we find that David uses the language and the expression of Mizmor, Mizmor la David, or la David Mizmor. Sometimes it uses the expression of Lam Natseach. Sometimes it uses an expression of Negina, like Bin Ginois. Sometimes it uses an expression of Maskil, Maskil la David. Why this and why that? Why Mizmor? Why Lam Natseach? Why Maskil? Why is it that sometimes the Tehillim is written in the plural? Why is it that sometimes it's written in the singular? Why is it that sometimes it says Mizmor LaDavid? Why is it that sometimes it says LaDavid Mizmor? So says the Medrash over here in the Yalkut Shimoni that, number one, if the tense is in the plural, it's referring to what David HaMelech is speaking about all of Klal Yisrael and the suffering or the plight of Klal Yisrael. Whereas if it's written in the singular, he's speaking about his own personal life. That's one thing the Medrash says. The other thing the Medrash says is if he uses the expression of Lam Natseach, which is from the roots of Nitzuach, which means a victory, or he uses the word Nigun, like Bin Ginois, which has to do with the concept of singing, that primarily has to do with an event which is going to take in the future, in the times of the Mashiach. That's when we'll have the real Negina. That's when there'll be the real Nitzach and the real victory. If it uses the expression of Maskil, Maskil David, then it means that this was said through a Meturgeman, through a translator. It wasn't something which he said directly. The next thing the Medrash says is that if it first mentions David, and then it says, let's say, an expression of Zemer, like LeDavid Mizmar, then that means that initially the divine presence rested upon him, and then he subsequently sung Shira. Whereas if it's the opposite, if it says Mizmor LaDavid, then that means that first he started to sing Shira, and it was through that, he so desperately, he wanted to sing to Hashem, but through that put him in such a festive and good and happy mood, that then the Shekhinah subsequently rested on him. So that's something to bear in mind throughout the Sefer. So again, as we mentioned, the first pasuk is Mizmor LaDavid Bevarachim Ifnei Avshalom Benoy, that this is a song of David when he was running away from his son Avshalom. And the obvious question is, if he's running away from his son, what could be a worse situation for a father than his own son is rebelling against him and wants to kill him? So Chazal say over here also in the Medrash and Tehillim that why is it that it says Mizmor LaDavid? And the answer is that to a certain extent, a tzaddik who realizes the providence, divine providence, the Hashgachas Hashem, feels a certain simcha when Hashem is exacting din and mishpat, and strict justice, because he realizes that this sorrow which I'm having is so bad that clearly it's going to cleanse me from my various averis. So even though the concept of din is going to be strong against David, nevertheless he realizes it's for his benefit. Hence he says, Mizmor LaDavid. It's a song of David when he was running away from his son Avshalom. Another thing which Chazal points out over here is, why was it necessary for him to run away from his son? I mean, we know that David was a great gibor. He was very, very mighty, very strong. Surely he could have stood up to his own son. So there's many answers to this question, and certainly to a certain extent, David did not want to have a confrontation. He didn't want to harm his son. And we see at the end, David clearly instructed his officers and his generals not to go ahead and not to harm Avshalom. And they didn't listen to him. But another thing which the Medrash mentions over here is that there is a concept that when a person sees that Midas HaDin is stretched out against them, meaning that clearly din is happening and Hashem is looking to punish me, that is a time that a person should go with deference and reverence and humility. And they should realize now is not the best time. Lo yitamid kenegda. You shouldn't stand up against it, but the best thing to do is to run away. So there is a time to stand up, and there is a time to run away. So we continue. Hashem, mo rabu tzorai, rabim kamim olai. So David says that there's so many tzoras I'm experiencing. Even my own son is against me, and I've got so many different adversaries. So there's Shimi ben Gera, there's Doeg, there's Achitofel, there's so many people. Rabbi Maimim Lenafshi, there's so many people who are saying about me, my soul, Ein Yeshua Saloi Belikim Sela, that this individual, David, has no salvation in Elohim, meaning to say that these people think that I'm actually guilty and I deserve to be punished. To which David responds and says, V'ata Hashem Mogin Ba'adi, meaning even though note the difference in the name of Hashem, they say, Ein Yeshua Saloi Belikim. You have no salvation in Elohim. You know that Elohim has to do with the concept of din, of judgment. But he responds and he says, "V'at Hashem, but you are a God of compassion, of mercy. Magin ba'adi, you are going to protect me. Kvoidi umeirim roishi, you are going to support my honor, and you're going to lift up my head to the extent that I know that you're going to return me to my throne, to my malchus." Koli el Hashem ekra, I will call out to Hashem, I will cry out to him, V'yaneini mehar kodshe sel, and I know for a fact that he will respond to me from his holy mountain, from Tzion, Sela. The word Sela, which comes up quite a lot in Tilim, just means forever, like ad olam, meaning I know that you will definitely respond to me. Ani shechavti v'ishana hakitzaisi. So David says that I would go and lie down and I would fall asleep out of such tsar, out of such anguish and pain, but nevertheless, hakitzisi, but I woke up and my pain and anguish was removed when I realized Kashem Yismecheini. So even though perhaps initially I gave up hope for a small moment of time, but then I realized, Hakitzesi, I woke up, Ki Hashem Yismecheini, because you, Hashem, are supporting me. There's a beautiful medrash over here that the medrash says that this is referring to Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael are saying that, Ani Shechavti, meaning to say that we've given up hope, Min HaNevuah, from prophecy. Va'ishanan, we've fallen asleep, Miruach HaKodesh, meaning we have no connection, there's no prophecy, there's no divine spirit. But nevertheless, hekitzoisi, I have woken up, meaning my hope has been reawakened, al yidei Eliyahu, through Eliyahu Navi, shnema hine anichi shalech lechemes Eliyahu Navi, meaning yismecheni, I was supported, al yidei Mashiach, meaning when I know, when I realize, and I remember that Eliyahu is going to come and remind us that the Mashiach is coming. Loira meiriva veisam, asher saviv shasu alay. So therefore, I'm not going to be scared from the river Vaisam, from the great multitude of people who perhaps have defected to Avshalom's camp. Asher saviv shasu alay, that they are surrounding and placing themselves upon me. Kum Hashem, Hoshieni Elikai, stand up Hashem, save me, my God. Ki hikisa es kol oivai lechi, shinei reshaim shibarto. David is saying over here that being that I am placing my bitachon in you, therefore it makes sense, Hashem, that you will actually save me. Now you will save me, ki hikisa es kol oivai lechi. You will go and you will smite all of my enemies, you will smite their jaw, you will slap them. The Mefarshim say over here that it's a, when a person slaps a person across the face, that's known as a makas bizoyin. That's a very embarrassing type of thing to do. Meaning, I know you will stand up for my honor, and you will cause disgrace to my enemies. Shini rishayim shibarta, the teeth of the wicked, you will break. Another beautiful medrash over here. The medrash points out that it says, Kuma Hashem, five times. The Medrash says, Chamesh Kimois Niba David, LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Five times that David prophesied that there will be a Kima, that Hashem will stand up for the honor of Klal Yisrael. Why is that? So these five times in Sefer Tehillim, the first four have to do with the first four exiles, excuse me, of Bavel, Paras and Madai, Yavan and Roimi, the Echad Keneged Melchamas Gog and Magog, and the final Kuma has to do with the final battle against Gog and Magog in the future. The last pasuk in the Perek says, "La Hashem Hayeshua Al Amcha Birchasecha Sela." The David is concluding and saying that ultimately I know that La Hashem Hayeshua, that salvation comes from Hashem, and he will clearly save us, al amcha, and to his nation, birchasecha selah, his blessing will be forever. So in short, it seems to be that the basic theme of the parak is that it starts out that David is running away from his son Avshalom, in a global sense, in a panoramic sense. He's looking back and he's realized, he's saying that it's a zemer, it's a mizmer, and he realized that ultimately it's for the good. Nevertheless, at the time, he's saying, Hashem, I've got so many tzaras, so many people running after me. They want me dead. They say that there's no salvation, that you are a guilty man. Something we can certainly relate to nowadays, claims and tainas against us, against Klal Yisrael. But David HaMelech says, no, Hashem, you are Magin Ba'adi, you are my support, you are my shield, and I know that you're going to avenge me. And I'm going to cry out to you. And even though at times it seems that I felt that I was neglected and I was on my own, but I woke myself up again, knowing that you are going to support me and I'm not going to be scared, even though there's so many people are out to get me. And therefore, Hashem, I'm putting my trust in you. Kum Hashem, so stand up and please save me also, and go and disgrace the people who are out to get me. And I know ultimately, Lashem HaYeshua, that to you, Hashem, comes salvation, and you will ultimately bless Klal Yisrael forever.